Manuscript Releases, Volume 14. Mr. Number 1082. A Testimony Accepted, Audio. In the evening I met Brother Fallhead and told him I had something for him from the Lord. He said, "Why not let me have it now?" I was quite weak, but he lived in Preston, 10 miles from the school building which was to be my home. So I arose and read to him 50 pages of letter pages in reference to the office, and also, regarding, particular ones working in the office. I spoke in the letter plainly and in clear lines in reference to his past work, and what a loss it had been to the office. His connection with Freemasonry had absorbed his time and blunted his spiritual perception. His mind, his thoughts, had been upon this body, this association, and there were infidels, winebibbers, and every class. And he was bound up with these secret organizations. There was only one thing he could do: sever his connection with them and be wholly on the Lord's side, for he could not possibly serve God and mammon. He said, "I receive the testimony. I shall heed its instruction."